Let's talk about the creation of God. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light, and then there was his creation, and it was good. And he created man and woman, and it was good. And everything you see that God created is still good. But then the fall of Adam and Eve comes into play. Pride, Satan thought he's better than God, he falls. Then Adam and Eve fall in pride and rebellion because they thought they knew better than God. And man was put out of the garden, and that's the result of the world today. Sin in the world today. Sin and every false way, false churchianity. And you're part of the problem if you live like the world. Sin is going to damn your soul. Sin is the transgression of God's law. Sin is going to separate you from your Creator on Judgment Day. And there's only one remedy for sin. It's not repenting and feeling bad and not leaving your sin. It's not church attendance. The only remedy is the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Because see, death is coming for you, neighbor. Death is coming for every one of us. It's your enemy. And it's because of your sin that there is death. But Jesus came into the world by his death, burial, and resurrection to overcome death at the resurrection, to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. And he said in John 3, whosoever will come after and believe on me. What is believe? Believe means to follow. Believe means have an allegiance to. Believe means to seek after. To be a disciple of Jesus. Americans have this wrong. To be a disciple of Jesus is not to just believe in him, but to follow him, keep his commands, and come out of the world. If you haven't come out of the world, you're not a disciple of Jesus. You're actually a child of Satan's kingdom. Jesus said in John 8 to the religious people, you can't hear my words because your father is Satan. You have not eyes to see or ears to hear. I was that way for many years. My wife's sister Amin was that way for many years. My young brother Akuo was that way for years. We did not have eyes to see and ears to hear. But God's call to repentance led us to, Romans tells us, the goodness of God leads to repentance. And if your life hasn't been transformed by the word of God, where you've come out of the world, come out of the denominations, come out of how you act, talk, live, dress, spend your money, you're not a child of God. You're a child of the enemy Satan in this kingdom that's here to distract you. Things like Great River Folk Fest is just a distraction from the eternal things of God. We travel the country. We don't ask for people's money. We don't want your money. We want you to seek after the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. We want you to open the Holy Scriptures. We want you to seek that which is good, pure, true, worthy, noble, Philippians 4:8. Most Americans that believe in Jesus throw God a scrap on Sunday and go back and live like the world. That will not do on Judgment Day. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday. God doesn't want your scrap Wednesday night. God doesn't want your scrap devotional for 10 minutes in the morning. God requires your entire life surrender to him. And any willful sin that you keep and practice, worldliness, feminization, carnality, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, any of these things that you practice, politics, sports, entertainment, this is just an entertainment fest. Here's the thing. If you entertain your flesh, like at Great River Folk Fest, you're not walking in the Spirit. If you're not walking in the Spirit, you're not seeking the kingdom of God. If you're not seeking the kingdom of God, that means judgment is upon you because you're a child of Satan's kingdom, this culture. Look at the world, folks. Look at the world, neighbor. The world is terrible, sinful, wicked, and corrupt. And you're walking in it as a child of Satan. But going back to the garden, God promised a redeemer. He promised he would send a redeemer. And the entire Old Testament is the promise of the redeemer to come. The Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of peace. His name is Jesus Christ. But guess what, folks, neighbors? He's not a bumper sticker. He's not a t-shirt. He's not a hat. He's not a Sunday religious service. Hey, Sunday's not the Lord's day. Hey, Christmas is not a God's holiday. Hey, Easter is not God's holiday. Hey, Good Friday is not God's holiday. Mixing worldliness with your so-called Christian life is not according to Scripture. The Bible tells us to be a friend of the world, like Great River Fest, makes you an enemy of God, James 4:4. So we don't want our neighbors to be an enemy of God. We want you to turn and repent. We want you to change your mind, change your directions. Satan's running this culture. He's running the church systems. The pastors and the priests have been lying to you for centuries, telling you you can live like the world as God's wrath is upon you. And this gospel that goes all over America, faith alone, grace alone, is a lie and not anywhere found in Scripture. We're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, faith in it. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2, by grace through faith we're saved. But what does grace and faith look like? Go read that rest of the Old Testament, the New Testament. A saving grace is always followed by works of holiness and obedience, walking in his ways. You cannot be sanctified. That means to be made holy. You cannot be sanctified. That means to be made holy while you live like the world and in sin. Okay, if you don't want a gospel card, then we probably
I just wanted to ask you an honest question.
Have nothing to talk about.
But would you want to listen?
Tell you what.
Would you want me to try to change you to my beliefs? Then why would I want to listen to you?
So Jesus said, go, lift up your voice, preach the gospel. We obey God, not men. I really am not interested in the beliefs of men. It leads to death and judgment. I'm interested in the words of Jesus Christ. I'm interested in eternal life. I'm interested in spirit and truth. It's the way Jesus said you must come to the Father. Worship him in spirit, in truth. Brother Akuo, did you see what just happened? So a man walked up while I was preaching. I don't know if you can hear him on the audio. And he tried to engage me. And I offered him a gospel card. What did he do?
He didn't want one.
He didn't want a gospel card. So what is that a good clue about?
He's not seeking the things of God.
He's not interested in the gospel. He doesn't maybe want to follow up with a contact. He doesn't want to say, well, let me look in to see what you're teaching. I'm seeking truth too. It generally is a person that just wants to ask a question, to mock, to twist scripture. And so if someone won't take a gospel card, now mockers will take them sometimes and then mock, but many times they don't even want a gospel card. That's when you just turn around and you say, I'm just going to do my thing then. You can go on your way. Because if people don't take gospel cards, it's a good sign. They don't have ears to hear and eyes to see. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Amen. Amen. So watch that. All you budding street preachers, don't give your time to people that don't want to talk about the gospel. If they don't want to talk about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, there's no hope for them. There's a parable in the Bible about a man that died and went to hell, and he was suffering in hell, and he said, send somebody to warn my brothers. And Abraham ended up saying, if they won't hear the Torah, prophets, and the word of God, they won't believe someone that came back from the dead. Here you go. Jesus has come back from the dead. Will you believe him, neighbor? Will you hearken to his words? No miracle is going to make you believe if you won't believe Jesus' words. So that's the problem we have today. We have a fleshly culture that wants to see signs and wonders. And Jesus warned about signs and wonders in the book of Matthew that will deceive, Matthew 24. And so these signs and wonders will deceive you as you follow your flesh and spirituality outside the truth of God. but we don't follow signs and wonders. We have a finished, sealed word of God. God's word is true. It says if you live like the culture, the wrath of God is upon you, neighbor. The wrath of God is coming for you unless you turn and repent. We love you enough to tell you. Your church won't save you. Your mocking attitude won't save you. You must turn and repent. So we started talking about easy believism, faith alone, grace alone. There's not one Bible verse that teaches faith alone, grace alone. The Bible says, unless you humble yourself before God and obey His word, it's the fruit, you're not born of Him at all. You have no hope outside of Jesus Christ. If you live in the flesh, if you live in the culture, you have no hope of eternal life.
Please don't block this sidewalk.
You am not blocking the sidewalk.
You are.
Not blocking the sidewalk. Yeah, I'm moving back and forth.
No, but I'm going here.
There you go.
Okay.
Walk away.
Noel.
Go.
Here's the sidewalk.
You walk. We have First Amendment rights. This is a public sidewalk.
I will call the police.
You call the police. He will tell you this is a First Amendment sidewalk right here. We'll witness the gospel to him too because we love the police officers. Would you like a gospel card, sir? He doesn't want a gospel card. Okay, so the event organizer told me I can't be on a public sidewalk outside the event. That just isn't true. The Supreme Court has already ruled that standing and proclaiming the gospel is not loitering, and we can preach and lift up Christ on any public sidewalk we want. It's loving to tell our neighbor the truth. Unless you turn and repent, the wrath of God is coming for you. So this is what Jude talked about when he said, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. If you're not seeking and obeying and reading and scouring the scriptures, but you spend more time at festivals and music and TV and sports and politics like the Packers, which God's going to come and destroy, which is carnality and wickedness. There is nothing godly about the NFL, sir. It's Satan's invention to deceive you. So if you'll cleanse yourself and turn from every false way, if you'll walk according to the Spirit and not the flesh, if you'll make Christ not only Savior, but Lord, Master, and King. That word master means that you are a servant, doulos, you're a servant to the Most High. And unless you repent and serve Jesus and not your flesh, Great River Fest might as well be called Great River Flesh Fest. Because music and all of these festivals, what do they do, folks? They don't lift your spirit in Christ. They feed your flesh. And your flesh is your enemy. You should be starving your flesh and fleeing to Christ in repentance. That's the only way to overcome. The only way to overcome is to repent to Christ, crucify your flesh, and follow Jesus, or the wrath of God is coming for you. Don't miss the goodness of God. Don't miss the grace of God. Don't miss the love of God. But watch out, there is also a severity to God. Romans 11. That lest you continue in the goodness of God, you will be cut off and judged and sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. We preach it every time we go out. Jesus said, few, Matthew 7. That means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. So as you go in the flesh festival, look around you and see that only a few of you per Jesus are going to gain eternal life. What's going to happen to the rest of the people in La Crosse and in the festival? Judgment and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Separation from a holy God. And I always find it amazing. We go out and preach the gospel and many people laugh. Many people laugh at the proclamation of the gospel. I promise you, neighbors, there will be no laughing on judgment day. There'll be no mockers on Judgment Day. There's going to be no one questioning, challenging, bargaining with God on Judgment Day. So we plead with you today to turn from your sin, to come out of the world. See, the culture has deceived you through the pastors and priests, or you believe you can live like the world and still have Jesus. You can't, sir. Did you know that? You got to come out of the world. So you don't have Jesus if you're here. We understand. You can't have Jesus and the world. You can't have sin and unrighteousness. You can't have worldliness and righteousness. You can't have Christ who shed his blood connected to a life that lives its own way. You have to repent, change your mind, change your ways, place your faith in this glorious Savior, flee the wrath that's coming, seek the kingdom of God in righteousness and holiness. You can get a new heart and a new mind. He'll wash you clean. He did us. We were the worst of the worst. We are no better than you, but we're transformed. We're different. And we have a heart for God because the Spirit is in us. And we love much because much has been forgiven. And we're zealous because God didn't kill us in our sin. But I do have a question, neighbors. What are you zealous for today? Titus 2 says, be zealous for good works. Ephesians 2:10 says, we were created for good works. If you were created for good works, why are you not walking in it instead of entertaining yourself, your flesh, in musical flesh fests? So ponder that, neighbors. Jesus is coming in flaming fire and judgment for all those that are not obeying God and do not know God. How do you know God? That's a good question. How do you know God? Many people know a false God. Many people know the Sunday Jesus. Many people know their own way of spirituality, yoga, contemporary Christian music. All this is fleshly and not of the Father. Sermons that don't call you out of the world. This is all carnality and sin. Jesus promises us that we can be set free by the truth of God. If you're not following the truth today, if you didn't wake up to serve God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and holiness, neighbor, we love you. You're an idolater. You're loving your life more than God. You're not obeying God if you didn't wake up to serve him with all that you are. Ponder that. The Pharisees said to Jesus, what is the great command? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We're doing both today. We're preaching Jesus Christ and warning you about his wrath that's coming. Would you like a gospel card, sir? How to find eternal life. There is no other way than Jesus. Did you know that? Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not New Age. Jesus Christ, the only way, and he's coming back in flaming fire. He's going to vanquish the enemies of the world. He's going to take back the kingdoms of the world for his Father. And everyone and everything else is going to be burned up. If Jesus came back today, he would burn up Great River Folk Fest and the people in it because they're not his people. Consider that. The judgment and fire is coming of Christ. I do not want to be guilty of my neighbor's blood. Ma'am, I love you. You should use better vocabulary than that. That's wickedness. I want to warn my neighbor in love that you can flee the wrath that's coming, lest you're going to perish in your sin and your worldliness. 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, like Great Folk Fest, the love of the Father is not in you. How you doing? I'm doing great. How are you, sir? Good, good.